This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The West Coast electric utility PG&E and Tesla say they've broken ground on an energy storage facility using lithium-ion batteries. The system will be designed, constructed, and maintained by both companies and owned and operated by the power company. But PG&E has just gotten out of bankruptcy amid its liability for terrible fires in California. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
One reason that PG&E was motivated to build this storage facility in Monterey County, California, is that it's mandated by the state to provide energy storage capacity. And Mark Specht, an energy analyst at the Union of Concerned Scientists, says from the utility's perspective, this partnership makes a lot of sense.
Tesla is quite advanced with their battery technology, and PG&E was looking for someone who could supply them with good batteries.
The batteries will be used by PG&E to provide power to customers. And when the facility comes online, the utility can shut down inefficient natural gas power plants it's wanted to take offline for years. That efficiency should make it cheaper for PG&E to produce energy, which should eventually trickle down to ratepayers. But Paul Denholm with the National Renewable Energy Laboratory says,
it's not clear how much and when ratepayers will actually start seeing savings in their bill.
He says that's because power systems are multi-billion dollar assets that are paid for over the course of several decades. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.